Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm looking for this story here, and I can't figure out where I've put it.
Uh-oh.
The one with the beards?
Yeah.
All right, so if you've got a beard, I personally do not believe this, but this is the story that's out there, so I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to you. And here's the thing. When you run into somebody today with a beard, a dude, what I want you to do... Oh, thank you, Schmidel. Very nice. All right, that's perfect. If you run into somebody with a beard today, I want you to pass along this story to them. Okay,
yeah.
Deal?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
My son has a beard.
Yeah.
I'm going to go talk to him after this. I'm going to go say, hey, look, I'm not saying this, but this is what the story says. Here we go. Men with beards carry more germs in their facial hair than dogs. Can that be true?
No.
Here's the news story.
He may look like a dapper Dan, but a new study finds beards could contain more germs than Fido's fur.
Oh.
In fact, the Mail on Sunday reports every one of the 18 beards sampled for the study was crawling with bacteria, with nearly half of the beards containing bugs hazardous to human health. Meanwhile, several of the dogs that were tested were found to have lower levels of microbes.
Come on. That can't be true.
Now, no way.
I see a flaw in the story, too. And I'm out here to protect and to pretty much, I've got the backs of you guys with beards. You know what? I'm in your corner, man. I'm not buying this story. Listen to what they say here, because my story is a little different. All right. They say could be. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
They say your beard could be. Listen again.
He may look like a dapper Dan, but a new study finds beards could contain more.
Could.
Oh.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right, the story I have and what keeps being, kind of pushed out there, men's with beards carry more germs. There's no could. That's just misleading.
Just is.
Is. Not true. I don't think. Could, yeah, it could be. It could be that if you're like, with a full beard that goes down past your chest,
yeah,
and you're homeless, and you've not showered in, 6 months or so, then possibly, yeah, it's more than a dog, right?
Yeah.
But a standard, well-groomed man with a beard, that beard does not contain more germs than a dog. I'm telling you right now.
What do you think about Dylan's beard? Dylan's got a beard.
Well, Dylan kind of falls into that homeless category.
Come on.
I do think my nay-nay at home might have less germs than you.
I've seen nay-nay roll around and poop. I don't know about that.
I feel like I've seen you do it. So I don't know, man. You might be borderline.
All right.
Yeah, I think a well-groomed guy keeps his beard. All right, you know what? Let's be serious here, okay? Obviously, you don't roll around and poop, I don't think. All right, let me back up just a minute here. Do you feel like that there are dogs out there that have less germs than what you have?
No. No, I wash my beard every day. Hey,
maybe a couple of dogs out there that are better groomed than you?
Yeah, well, maybe like some show dogs, like the ones that go to the thing West down Easter? In New York. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're show dogs, so they might be, because you're not really a show Schmidl.
No.
Right, we don't show you anywhere.
Yeah, I'm like homeless Schmidl.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but you defend yourself, you wash your beard,
yeah.
There are no germs. Do you ever get food in it?
No, I hate that.
Yeah.
It's gross, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you
like
do?
Some flavor saver, but I'm not.
How do you keep from getting it in there?
I just wash it when I'm done eating.
Oh,
water.
So it does get in there.
Yeah.
Well, what if you don't get it all out?
Then I guess it's stuck in there. Yeah.
Bacteria.
Dude, I'm going to go with the dog's cleaner. I'm sorry. You don't make me feel any more comfortable about this story.
Yeah, I'm kind of unsure about how clean my beard is. So.
We even have you thinking that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, so do me a favor. When you run into somebody today, you listening to the show, when you run into today with somebody that's in the office or workplace or wherever that's got a full, big, bushy beard, go up and tell them you heard this morning, mm-hmm. that beard has more germs in it than the average dog does.
Yeah, give it a sniff.
See how they feel about that.
Exactly.
Just try to make work friends. You know
yeah,
me.
Just making friends.
Yeah, that's me.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.